This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of January 11th, 2019. I'm Dave Graveline, and this is our 24th year on the air. This Into Tomorrow special from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is brought to you in part by
IFA 2019, the most important trade event of the year for technical consumer goods. See product premieres first at IFA in Berlin. See ifa-berlin.com. And by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Our next guest makes an interactive 3D display system that you've got to see to believe. Even the video doesn't do it justice as much as we're showing you some cool things over my shoulder. But welcome the Chief Marketing Officer of a company called Hypervision, Kevin Gordon. Kevin, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
And you certainly get a lot of attention. We're here at the Pepcom Press event, one of the after-hours, non-official to CES things that are more fun even than CES half the time, because we find cool things like Hypervision. Tell me about Hypervision and what you guys do.
Absolutely. So Hypervision is an integrated 3D holographic display system. Now that sounds like this like surreal thing, but what it really
from Star Trek and the holodeck or something.
Absolutely. But really, I mean, to cut it down to what it is that we're used to looking at everything in life in 3D. But yet we look at television and media in all sorts of forms in a 2D plane. Of course, we've had the kind of 3D glasses and things like that, but never really caught on because people don't want to wear glasses to see things in 3D. But now we have this unbelievable new technology that allows us to remove that 2D barrier and have something that's floating in midair where it actually dispels belief. And that's why we have jaded people at shows like CES that stand there with their cell phones for 5 minutes taking video, because they've never seen anything like this.
It literally makes you want to reach out and try to grab the letters because it's so cool.
Absolutely, and this is why we're finding many, many different opportunities, both on retailers, but entertainment and events and out-of-home advertising. And people who even have this for their homes. It's amazing. I heard, yeah.
I was just going to say, I get the whole business and marketing thing, not something we'd use at home. So how would we use it at home unless it's one of those homes where money is no object?
Well, you know, listen, it's still an early adopter thing from a consumer standpoint, but there's a lot of people who say, look, I have this great home theater. How do I add, you know, an extra element of theatrics to that?
Digital decorations for the holidays?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, you know, Christmas decorations in the front window, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't have to put up all those lights, you still have the best decorations on the block. So we're finding all these opportunities, and you know, what we see is that retailers are really starting to say, hey, we need a brick and mortar retailer needs a way to attract customers in this digital, you know, world. So how do you do that? You do that by building an experience that is out of the ordinary, isn't expected, and that separates people from kind of this this sense of reality. And that's what our device does. And the great thing is that, you know, the one question I get is, well, okay, how do I get content for this?
Well, let me ask that. So how do you get content for this?
Great question.
Why, thank you. Yeah. That's why I get the medium bucks.
Yeah. Well, the way is that, okay, we can prepare the content. We have an in-house agency. You can have your own agency do it. But we include a software suite called a 3D content creation tool or 3D studio that allows you with no skills in design and no abilities whatsoever to take 2D content, click of a few mouse clicks, and turn that into 3D content and come out with something that looks as amazing as that.
And really, you mentioned brick and mortar. For any kind of business, it seems to me, you're going to get attention. I mean, if somebody in a mall is smart enough to have hypervision, that just people walking by are going to go, whoa, look at that, that's different. And now what have you got to sell? You know, but the fact is, you're getting the attention you need.
Well, that's exactly right. So, you know, we're working with retailers like M&M Mars. So we're in one of their flagship stores. They want to drive more people through the front door. So we're in the front window, but we're also inside where they say, hey, we want to drive traffic to a particular item or a particular floor. This helps people do that because they actually, it'll get their attention. And we work with even like out-of-home advertisers who do bus shelters and other things like that, which are just really looking to add impact to their message. And entertainment is huge. We're right now at the number one show in Las Vegas with Chris Angel, who he's using two of our big walls to drive, attention
so
in his show.
You can do this on a wall size?
Yes, you can. We're displaying here at CES 77 units in an 18.5-foot space.
Are these available yet, or how soon, and what do they cost? Because everybody's got to be curious about that.
Right, so we're available right now in approximately 85 countries. We've actually been actively selling since CES last year. And depending upon the market, I mean, it's in U.S. dollars at approximately $1,500. It's something that is not going to necessarily, be for your, typical consumer at this point. But this is also just really early days. So, the next generation, we're already integrating interactivity and gesture control, facial recognition, things like that. But, in the future, gaming, watching videos on this, all these things are possible. The future is really bright for this technology.
Okay, terrific. Gordon, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Keep making cool stuff. We'll keep talking about it and showing it.
I hope so. Thanks, Dave.
All right, it's our pleasure. Again, Hypervision, HYPERVSN.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com, where you will no doubt run to and see this video, so you'll see just exactly what we're talking about. Kevin did a great job, I think, describing it for our radio audience. Now, come and see it over my shoulder as we bring you further into tomorrow.